Time for the shout-out. Acapius, interrogatories, and prima facie would most likely be discussed in what setting? If you think you know it, shout it out. Is it a political debate, design studio, court case, or military plan? You've got 3 seconds. Go. These are all common legal terms most likely to come up in court cases. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
We've been exploring some U.S. legal terms and legal processes this year. How exactly is a jury chosen? That's answered on our January 30th show. What is the insanity defense? On our February 12th show, you can find these in our show archives at CNNStudentNews.com. Today, we're looking at the juvenile justice system in the U.S. Our entire juvenile justice system is based on this concept that neurologically and developmentally, children are different. In the adult system, the focus is on punishment, retribution, deterrence, and separation and safety of the public. In the juvenile justice system, it's different. The focus is on the child, on treatment, rehabilitation, and supervision. In some states, depending on the crime, the juvenile lands in adult court automatically. The judge and the prosecutor don't even have any choice in the matter. And in those cases, adult courts will have original jurisdiction over particularly awful crimes, like murder or attempted murder. In other cases in other states, it's discretionary. The prosecutor has the discretion to try and put the case in adult court. If you do something really horrific, you don't get the benefit of that system.